It's the Cricket Shed. Hello, welcome to the Cricket Shed podcast. The name is Larry Quidid. I am here with Saad. Saad Khan is my co-commentator at, during the Harare Metropolitan Cricket Association League One tournament that's currently underway. The first round is just done, Vine Cup, as we call it. And, it's kind of one of those situations where he's also involved in one of the clubs, that is Old Hararians. So he tries to sound as neutral as possible, but there was a time that there's some matches where if you got a camera behind the scenes, you're almost thinking, goodness me, this guy does get emotional. Saad, what's up?
Oh, little Larry, how are you doing? Hi, everybody. How is everything going? Larry, you want to sell me out, mate? Don't do that. You don't sell your friend and brother out like that. Yeah, obviously, sometimes, the emotions of a certain club playing and them doing well, they can show on your face and in your actions. So, yeah, I'm trying. I'm trying my best.
I don't know about best. But your team is top of the league. Let's just get that out of the way. The team is top of the league. Lost only one match. Had an emphatic win against Takashinga 1 recently. The only loss was against Gladiators, wasn't it?
Yes, it was. Yeah.
Gladiators also only lost one, but, and that was against Rangers. But first tell me how the season's gone.
Well, look, Being a person who's running Old Hararians cricket, actually, solely doing myself and getting these players together, getting to get involved all the national players together and the players of national interest together, it's been a difficult task. And Old Hararians for the last couple of years has been struggling to win games. I mean, we've had situations where we got the opposition out for 140 and we couldn't reach that. And Old Hararians doing that this year. We've done really, really well as a club, and being at the top, I mean, you couldn't ask for better than that. So, yeah, but it's just only halfway. Still 7 more games to go. It's a big ask.
Yeah, I mean, you could ask for more. Now we've already qualified for the NPL. Because if the season ends today, you're in the NPL.
Well, yeah, that's the thing that you see. The main aim here is, yes, as much as it is to win the league, it's also to qualify for NPL, because Old Hararians haven't qualified for NPL for the last couple of years. And, our players have been struggling to get to go and play at other clubs. So it's been difficult for them and it's been difficult for the club itself. But yeah, if it ends today, I'll be the most happiest person on earth.
No, it's not ending today. We're going to talk about that a little bit. Impressive as well has been Gladiators, as always.
Oh, yeah.
Solid side. Very surprised how they lost to was it? They played against
Rangers.
Yeah. Because I think they just tried too hard to attack Brian Bennett and forgot about Mike Frost on the other end. So Mike Frost ended with figures of 4 for 5 in that match. Meanwhile, I think you look at Brian Bennett, he had 3 for 60-something. So they keep trying to go and like, you play against the national team player. So you want to show him he's the vice captain of the ODI team and the vice captain of the test team. So you also want to show him that, look, I've got my wits around about me and I can deal with that level. You went to the PSL, you went to the World Cup, but, and you've got tests at law. I mean, in England, whatever. What was it? Trent Bridge? What is it?
Yes.
I think it was it. Yeah.
Yeah. Well, I don't know. My memory is not the greatest, you know?
So at this stage, you guys are top with 12 points. Gladiators is second with 12. Rangers were at a difficult period in the middle where they lost 2. And now third. At some point, they look like they're going to struggle like the Takashingas. And those are the stories of that's the story of the season. Not so much Takashinga 2, because they've won 3 matches. But Takashinga 1 and Uhuru are propping up the table. Takashinga 1 has won only one match this season. That has been a bit of a shock, hasn't it?
No, definitely, man. They're a very formidable side. I mean, they got one of the best bowling attack in the country. That's Takeshinga One is. And, you know, I mean, we played them last weekend and getting out for 173 older Aryans. You know, I mean, there was Trevor Chivanga was there. There was Roy Matikimo. Kaya was there. Matikimo was there. They, Hamilton, you know, Hamilton Masakadza was in that team. And I mean that, yes, I think we spoke about it on the day that, you know, they looked a bit batting weak, but their bowling was extremely very, very good. But unfortunately, it's again, as I said, it's just the first half of the season. They still got seven more games to go. They are a very good side. They got a very good pool of players behind on the bench, which the day they start performing, you know, it'll be it's just a matter of winning a couple of games and getting themselves that confidence back. Talking about Gladiators earlier and the Rangers game, I mean, you know, if you look at the Gladiators side, yes, as good as they have been, right, they're very top heavy. So if you as the opposition can get Wesley Matavele and Milton Chumba and Lennox Chando out, right, early, or give away 100 runs and all that, they might struggle to get to a 240, 250 target, right? And I think that's exactly what happened with the Rangers game, because Lennox Chando got to score some runs, but then he got out. And then Wesley was batting with the middle order, but nobody actually stayed. Milton Chumba got out. And then after that, nobody actually stood there, and Wesley scored a good 40-odd against them in that game. But I think, and Old Rangers had a very good chance to beat Gladiators in the first game. We had a very good chance, but unfortunately, it wasn't meant to be. But yeah, maybe this weekend, when the games resume again, the second round resume again, there'll be good competition. Remember, everybody, we were talking about this on Sunday, that most of the teams are now going to be losing players to Zim A, which has gone to Bangladesh. Okay, so in that, Old Herons have lost three. Takeshinga are losing a couple. Rangers are losing one or two. Then your Gladiators are losing their main batter who's been winning the games for them, Wesley Matavele.
And you also look at Takeshinga One, have just lost Roy Kaya, who's been the glue. He's been the one who has scored most of the runs for them. And that's going to be a big miss, isn't it?
Oh, no, definitely. Definitely. Roy Kaya, he's a seasoned cricketer. You know, he bowls his 10 overs and he gives you those 40, 50, 70, 80 runs, which is needed when they're needed. I mean, I feel that, you know, looking back at the decision on this week, Sunday, game against Old Rarians, you know, might have been a bit unlucky, might have been a bit tad high where he got hit. Because even after the game, when I spoke to him, he was like, no, I got hit higher than that and stuff. So, yeah, it's tough.
That, if you look at it, the Old Aryans players also thought it was high. So that says a lot, that they just thought it was high.
Yeah, well, remember, you know what? These umpires are also human beings. They can make mistakes. Yeah,
That's why it was unlucky. I'm not suggesting this. When we talk about this decision, that is suggesting that there's some big conspiracy.
Yeah, yeah.
And they're trying to...
No, definitely not.
I mean, I suppose, you know, if you're playing for the team and you get the wrong decisions on the wrong day, you've been struggling, you just feel as if things are just working against you one after the other. But I want to talk about Jared Dasson. Oh, yeah. Top run maker, only one at 428. The next highest is Wesley Matavele on 309. And then following him is Robertson Chinyengetere, who has been rolling back the years and did the glue of that rainbow side. A lot of the good runs that have come out of him. And then it's Takuzanashi Kaitano. And the number five, the player you're losing, Clive Madande. 200s in a row and a 50. And it looked like that time away at the Lahore Calendars really did a world of good for him, didn't it?
Oh, definitely it does. You know what? When you're training with international cricketers, when you're training with top class cricketers, it changes everything. I mean, look at his average. He's averaging 91.6. That's crazy. Three games, 275 runs for Wesley Matavele, and a strike rate, a very healthy 105 strike rate. I mean, that is crazy. He's definitely, as you had an interview with him after the game, and he was talking about how much he's been working on his game with the Zim squad and the Zim A camp which has been going on at Rider Sports Club. Talking about Jared Boston, I mean, he's a talent and a half. I mean, if you look at him, you know, every single game, except the game against Old Harriers, obviously, where he didn't get many, but he's got 450s and 100 in 7 innings. I mean, an average of 61, scoring 428, and a whole 119 runs ahead of the guy on number 2, which is Wesley Matawere, again, the match winner for Gladiators. So, obviously, as you know, for Rangers also, it's a very good sign. For Zimbabwe, a very good sign, a youngster scoring that many runs. And Robert, he is just making sure that he's telling people that old is gold. Old is gold, boss. 297 runs with an average of 59. Robertson Chiningitere, he's made us feel proud. The oldest, you know, he's my partner in over 40s. We place him over 40s, and he's my batting partner in there, and I'm very proud of his performance. Yeah, definitely. Talk about, you know, but you know what, Larry, another thing is that there's a lot of youngsters who have talent, and they've shown that they can bat, but unfortunately, I think a lot of T20, which is happening around us, you know, it takes away that flavor of 50 over from their batting, and but they
still have the patience.
I mean, you know, we've seen that guys are struggling to take ones.
Yep.
And that is the biggest problem we have, and this is the beauty of 50 over league. When you're playing, and I mean, at Eagles, you know, these programs run which are declaration cricket for under 13s. You're trying to insert into them that you need to work on getting those singles. It's not all about boundaries. And we've seen it that the guys, you know, he gets bogged down, he can't take one, and he scores 4 runs of 20 balls and 4 runs of 30 balls, and all of a sudden a big hit comes, one comes right and the other one doesn't. So these youngsters need to work on their game.
So, let's look at the bowling. Mashford Shungu, standout, 23 wickets in his 7 matches. Daniel Jackyl is second with 17, the captain for Rainbow. Natsai Mashangwe, Old Ararians, 16 wickets in 7 matches. 15 of 7 from Daichi Nyandoro, of Takashinka 2, and Owen Muzondo, 15 wickets in 7 matches. But a mention for Michael Frost from Rangers, placed at number 6. 13 wickets in 3 matches. 93 dot balls. Averages 3.38. Economy of 2.28. That is just insane figures.
That definitely is crazy. I think that's what made, you know, also, he's had a very good season at franchise also. He had a good season. He was, you know, it's very repetitive action. You can see, you know, he's landing the ball nicely, getting the good drift, getting it to spin away from the right-handers. And then also he's got the slider, which comes in. And I think him getting called up for the A-side tour to Bangladesh also, you know, that's another good thing for Zimbabwe, because we do have a few left-arm orthodox spinners, but it's more the merrier. I mean, for him to get 2 4-fours and a 5-four in 3 games, you know, that is something telling you that, you know, the guy has got some serious talent in him. The guy, but if you look at Larry again, once again, if you look at the top 6 bowlers, there's 4 spinners in it. And yes, number 2 and number 1 and 2 are the faster bowlers. You know, Mashford Shungu, I mean, he's swinging that ball in to the right-handers. It's been really difficult for the batters to play, because his length and line is so good that he lands it just there and there about outside off stump, and that 4 meter, 4.5 meter, 5 meter mark, and then swings it in from there. You know, a lot of batters are now trying to look to play on the offside, and then there's a gap found or he's hit the pad, and you know, so he's been very good. Daniel Jackyl, he's a seasoned cricketer. He's a seasoned cricketer, Malinga-like action, you know, got a beautiful slow delivery, an amazing Yorker. I mean, he played for Zimbabwe in T20s as the Yorker specialist, T20 specialist. And unfortunately, he didn't have a longer career. Now he's playing for Malawi. And yeah, he's something else. And Sai Mushangwe, I mean, you know, he's showing again, once again, another senior pro, showing that you know, that I've got it. And people are finding it difficult to read his googly. He's got a very similar action for the googly also. And so yeah, it's been good. Good to see Daichi Nyandoro and On Muzondo right at the top five, you know, in top five there. Good young cricketers, upcoming cricketers. On Muzondo, definitely one of the guys who actually also played in the Zim Afro T10 for Durban Glanders. So yeah, it's crazy, you know, how the season has got the mixed flavor of the youngsters and the seniors performing. And I mean, there's again, as I said, again another 7 games to go. You know, it's not gonna be easy for anyone. I've been saying this again and again that qualifying for NPL, you know, the race is between Old Herrians, Gladiators, Alex, Rainbow, and Uhuru. Obviously, these are the five who are fighting for those 2 slots.
But realistically, you'd have to say that it's probably OH, Alex, and Gladiators at the moment. Because if you look at the way they've played, it must be that.
No, definitely. But you see, yes, Rainbow are only on 4 points and Uhuru are only on 2 points at the moment after 7 games. And way Old Herrians and Gladiator on 12 and Alex still 4 points behind them.
But, you know, Alex, I'm talking about the other teams. Like, if you're 2 points, you need the other teams to lose 6 matches out of the 7. So, I mean, realistically, that's...
So yeah, the fair race is between Old Herrians, Gladiator, and Alex.
Because they are 2 slots. One is automatic, and the other one is going to be decided by a playoff against a team from Mashonaland Central Cricket Association. So, more often than not, I mean, a Harare-based side is never lost to an MCCA side. So they will have to. They will go in there as massive favourites. They will. I mean, to be honest, they got to go there as favourites.
No, obviously.
If they don't go there as favourites, then it's a bit silly.
Obviously, because we always feel that, and I've said this over and over again, even in the commentary box, that this is the strongest league in the country. Wine Cup, Harare Metro Cricket Association's Wine Cup 1 is the strongest league in the country. It's got 8 top clubs playing in it. And any club, you know, if you put finger on any single club, if you look at their squad, they're very, very strong. So yes, they will be, whoever it is, be it us, be it Alex, be it Gladiator, going into that playoff, definitely they go as the stronger team and as the favorites. But remember last year, Alex's game was very close. They literally won on the last wicket, if I'm not getting it wrong. That, you know, and so, yeah, nothing taken away from the MCCA side. They will come in hard also. And but, yeah, you obviously, as a Harare side, you go in much stronger opposition to those people. Yeah, so another, Ilari, one more thing, you know, when looking at these stats at the moment and then talking about, you know, it's so nice to see young Brendan Duaney topping the log of the fielding side. He's taken 10 dismissals. 10 dismissals in 6 games. And, you know, that to have a young wicketkeeper topping the log. Obviously, you know, when they say fielding, mostly it's the wicketkeepers who top the log. But, you know, for him to have 10 dismissals, and we saw a very good run out. You know, from him on Sunday. So I'm very happy with that. Number 2, Panache Tarawinga. I mean, another amazing, amazing cricketer. Very good prospect for future. Willen Changa, I mean, for Alex, I think he's been one guy who's been performing regularly for them. And so, yeah, this, you know, to see the 3 of them, and then Munashe Chipara is up there with 8 dismissals. Lennox Chandu with 8 dismissals. I mean, the competition quite stiff there, because number one is on 10, the other two and three are on 9 dismissals, and number four and five are on 8 dismissals. How have you found the keeping in this tournament so far?
I think it's okay. Like, you've had some good moments, and then you've had some moments you're like, oh wow. I mean, look, it's not great that there are 1,074 extras in 28 matches, which is a lot. This is 12,960 balls bowled, and it's almost 10% of those have resulted in extras. And that's just not great. So you're almost bowling an extra 8% in overs that you're bowling. But I mean, that's you also look at the fact that there are 50 50s that have been scored, 9 centuries. And what I then look at is, like, out of 12,960 balls, we're talking about that inability to turn it around, is that 7,732 of them have been dot balls. That's over half. Mm-hmm. Those are runs that are just not being exploited, because there are people facing them. It's not as if matches are finishing early, like which you guys did against Rangers, where the matches finished before 12. But it's that. It's just 178 catches, 11 stumpings. The stumpings part is interesting. That means, you know, the guys who are standing up to the wicket very well and able to exploit and watch the movement of the batter. And as far as, I've been very impressed by a couple of the keepers, I'll say. I think also there is a better understanding between the keepers and the bowlers nowadays. I think a couple of seasons ago, the keepers and the bowlers sort of didn't really understand each other. But this season might be better coaching, better preparation that has resulted in, you know, sometimes knowing that this ball is going down the leg side. We've seen some brilliant takes that have gone for 5 wides, but good anticipation and reflex action. I also like the fact that the keepers look fit. More often than not, we've sometimes used keepers as a way to hide a player that might not be fit or injury prone. So you've seen that happen. That said, I also think there's been a very interesting effort to sort of not have the national team keepers keep. So I saw that with Rangers, I think. I can't remember who's keeping. Might be Kyle Villiers.
Yeah.
And Marumani was fielding on the boundary a lot. And then if you look at Old Hararians, they had Brandon De Wayne, but they had Nashi Chimsora as well as Clive Madande, the team.
Mm-hmm.
And they were not doing the keeping. Yeah. So this gives an opportunity for the guy who just came out of the Under-19 World Cup in Brandon De Wayne to be the guy who is the keeper. And I think what has helped also is the Friday night cricket matches with the academy sides at Harare Sports Club that allows guys to take responsibility for the match. The keeper doesn't see himself as a youngster. He's a part of the decision-making.
Well, definitely. You know, even if you look at the matches which are being played at, you mentioned at Harare Sports Club on Friday nights, the academy games. I think we in academy, there's about 5 wicketkeepers, if not 6. And every single game, somebody else is keeping. A different guy is keeping, who's getting more and more opportunity for these wicketkeepers to keep. And again, a lot of youngsters coming in to the cricket setup of last year or two has changed that scenario of people like me in their 40s keeping for old herons, where now I've got 3 different options where all 3 of them are youngsters, you know. Yes, Clive Madande is not a youngster, but still he's a youngster to us. And, you know, getting a 19-year-old to keep, 20-year-old to keep. I mean, I think those night games which were played here has made Munashir Chimsoro get selected for the, you know, as a reserve keeper to Bangladesh.
Not only that, he's had a good
domestic season as well. Yes, You know, and again, in that team also, he plays alongside Clive Madande, you know, for Tuskers. And he's proved himself that he doesn't, I'm also good with the gloves as well as I'm good with the bat. And, you know, so I'm happy for these guys that they actually are going and they're going to have experience of traveling to a country where it's going to be 40 plus degrees hot. It's not going to be easy for our guys from here going in from 20 degrees and 19 degrees into 44, 45 degrees. And different pitches, good experience, very good exposure. And, you know, talking about the extras, Larry, we've been talking about this every single game, that every single game, an average of between 20 to 25 runs is like, they're not even bothered about it. But if you look at it, that's 3 to 4 overs extra every game. You're talking about 8%, you know, that 8% of 50 is almost 2.5, I think 3.5 to 4 overs a game. And that's crazy. That is crazy because, and then again, the dot balls, again, something we've been talking about, 7,772 dot balls. 49.5% runs have come off the boundaries out of the 12,960. That means that, again, the same thing we're talking about, that the guys, the players now are not milking those singles. They're not working on that game to, for the 50 over game to move in the middle period. The most important thing is your singles. Singles and doubles and singles and doubles, and then you get an odd boundary. But you know, people will learn from their mistakes from the first round, and going into the second round, we'll see some better approach from the batters. And then a lot of young guys are going to get, and or maybe a lot of older guys are going to get chances because of the people who are leaving for Bangladesh, players who've left for Bangladesh, and some are going to leave later. They're not going to be playing the league games, when they're in Bangladesh, obviously. So maybe old Radins will have Saad Khan on the field again.
I mean, there is the opportunity during this break, without mentioning any specifics or who is going to go where, but there's player trades that happened. So there is an opportunity for teams to poach from each other.
Yeah, unfortunately fortunately and unfortunately, you know, that is going to be happening. This 1 week break which we have, you know, players are, so there's some players who will contact you and say, listen, you know, I'm not happy where I am. I would like to move. Could you please register me? Have you got a slot in your team? I mean, every club would be getting those phone calls. Oh, the clubs who are struggling would be calling players and asking them to come and join them so they can beef up their bench. And somehow,
even the starting 11. Sometimes the starting 11 is light.
Yeah. And
I've been impressed by Samuel Muyambo at Takashinga One, because he's sort of, he was batting at number 7, 8 or something like that. And I was like, yo, I remember having a chat with one of the coaches and I said, I think he's being wasted at the bottom there, because he's a person who can go through a difficult period and not lose his wicket. And then he's able to then become that guy who, when an early wicket falls, you don't have a collapse like they did this past weekend.
No, look, you know what? As I said, I mean, we had Clifford Takaedza playing for us. He's a top order cricketer, but he's batting in the middle order. We're trying to train him for something different and fit him for the team's requirement, because the club team requirement is that there is a top order which is already set, and they've given us very good chance starts more often than not. So, you know, same with Samuel, that, you know, he'll get his opportunity. But when you get your opportunity, you need to make it count. You need to make sure that, you know what, if you are sent up the order that you're batting 3 or 4 or you're opening, you need to then make sure that, you know, you score that 100, you score that big 100 or a good 70 odd, you know, which then plays a part in your team winning the game. And then people will start talking, oh, look, this is what we did. And he was batting exactly what you're saying. You had a chat, you know, because as an analyst, you can actually see from outside the box that if he does bat at a certain number, you know, it might do a world of good for him. So definitely, I'm sure coaches are also looking at that. There's going to be definitely shift of batting orders around some of the clubs because the other guys have not performed and other guys are missing. So there's going to be gaps filled in, and hopefully let's again, interesting times, interesting 7 weeks ahead. It's going to be fun.
Yeah, so that's the first half of the season done. We'll be doing commentary, of course, probably until, I think for me, it's been until the Bangladesh series starts, in which I then move over to doing coverage of that. But for me, it's been fun doing the commentary and, you know, just sort of seeing the team dynamics. And of course, the club setup is a lot more relaxed, which means you're able to have conversations with players a lot more and get an understanding of what they think. There's times after the game, a couple of players share a couple of beers and that sort of thing. So it's been great. And the fact that the matches are being streamed on the Harare Metro Cricket YouTube channel, as well as the Harare Metropolitan Cricket Association Facebook, enhances the product because it becomes available to many, but it also forces the players to take the game a lot more seriously because you're being watched by people across the world. And when an incident, so you find out there's less defiance from the players, there's less trying to embarrass the umpire, embarrass the other side. The discipline is a lot more this year because there is video evidence and audio evidence of everything that's taking place. And the fact that we've put post-match shows, we've got toss, we've got pitch reports and so forth, just really makes everybody, and you can see that the players themselves are getting excited about it. And, you know, you get people saying, oh, but someone wasn't at the game. Like, oh, I was listening to the game. Like, whoa, really?
No, surely, the streaming and the commentary and the pitch report and the post-match and the toss coming live with commentary. It's an amazing, amazing effort by Harare Metro Cricket Association and yourself. You know, you ran with this and thankfully it has happened. And I tell you, you know, my first experience commentating on live games, you know, behind the mic, it's not as easy as it seems that, you know, when you're sitting in your comfort of your bedroom and you're listening to the commentators talking about cricket, and then there you go. Now you are the one who people are listening to. And then when you finish talking, you know, they're like, oh, this is what you said. This is what you said. This is where you made a mistake. And obviously, you know, it's providing us a platform also to explore and to understand that, okay, you know, commentary is it's a very difficult job. It's not very easy, but yes, streaming and commentary has changed the players' reactions. Yes, we've had one or two incidents where, you know, players are not happy with the decisions and all that. But as soon as they remember that, oh, I'm being watched, there's three cameras, four cameras focusing on me, you know, they start walking away and not have any confrontation with the umpires or the opposition of that matter. You know, I think we only had maybe one incident of players having a go at each other more than the banter. But the banter, which is there, oh, it's interesting. It's crazy. It's amazing, people talking to each other because they play with each other at different clubs, you know, against each other. But they also play with each other at the franchise level in the same teams. They play with each other at the academy in the same teams or the opposite teams. So it's lovely to watch. It's amazing to watch. And, you know, taking it all the way across the world, right around the world on the Harare Metropolitan Cricket YouTube channel and the Facebook page, you know, it is, it's amazing, amazing, amazing. My son, you know, I've said this to you before, my son will just switch on the TV and put the game on TV and everybody's just going past during the day, listening to what I'm saying. And then when I get home, he will tell me, hey, you know what? This is what you said. Hey, so you had actually said this and it actually happened the next ball. So stuff like that, you know, it's interesting to get feedback from and also ex-cricketers, you know. There's a lot of ex-cricketers who are watching this and then their comments that, you know what, you guys are doing an excellent job. And then when we're asking them, listen, what we can improve, and then their feedback, you know, is very important So yeah, guys, you know, all the listeners, yeah, when you, if you find that there's something we can improve, you know, get in touch with Larry. He's the only guy you can get in touch with. So yeah, but yeah, enjoy and tell more people that the games are being streamed.
Okay, all the best, guys. Cheers.
Thank you. Cheers. Bye.
It's the Cricket Shed.
That's it for this week's episode. Add us to your podcatcher or on iTunes now so that you can make sure you never miss out on another second of our wonderful podcast. We would hate for you to miss out. Have a great week, everyone.